9 changes of the watery star have been the shepherd's note since we have left our throne without a burden. Time as long again would be filled up, my brother, with our thanks. And yet we should, for perpetuity, go hence in debt. And therefore, like a cipher yet standing in rich place, I multiply with one we thank you, many thousands more that go before it.
Stay your thanks a while and pay them when you pass.
Sir, that's tomorrow. I am questioned by my fears of what may chance or breed upon our absence, that may blow no sleeping winds at home to make us say, this is put forth too truly. Besides, I have stayed to tire your royalty.
We are tougher, brother, than you can put us to it.
No longer stay.
1 7-night longer.
Very sooth tomorrow.
We'll part the time between then, and in that I'll no gainsay.
Press me not, beseech you so. There is no tongue that moves. None. None in the world, so soon as yours could win me. So it should now, whether necessity in your request, although 'twere needful, I denied it. My affairs do even drag me homeward, which to hinder, wherein your love of whip to me, my stay to you a charge and trouble, to save both, farewell our brother.
Tongue-tied our queen, speak you.
I had thought, sir, to have held my peace until you had drawn oaths from him not to stay. You, sir, charge him too coldly. Tell him you are sure all in Bohemia's well. This satisfaction the bygone day proclaimed. Say this to him, he's beat from his best ward.
Well said, Hermione.
To tell he longs to see his son, were strong. But let him say so then, and let him go. But let him swear so, and he shall not stay. We'll thwack him hence with distaff. Yet of your royal presence I'll adventure the borrow of a week. When of Bohemia you take my lord, I'll give him my commission to let him there a month behind the jest prefixed for parting. Yet good deed, Leontes. I love thee not a jar of the clock behind. What lady she, her lord? You'll stay?
No, madam.
Stay, but you will.
I may not, verily.
Verily. You put me off with limber vows, but I, though you would seek to unsphere the stars with oaths, should yet say, sir, no going. Verily, you shall not go. A lady's verily is as potent as a lord's. Will you go yet? Force me to keep you as a prisoner, not like a guest. So you shall pay your fees when you depart and save your thanks. I say you, my prisoner or my guest. By your dread, verily, one of them you shall be.
Your guest, then, madam. To be your prisoner should import offending, which is for me less easy to commit than you to punish.
Not your jailer, then, but your kind hostess. Come, I'll question you of my lord's tricks and yours when you were boys. You were pretty lordlings then?
We were, fair queen. 2 lads that thought there was no more behind, but such a day tomorrow as today, and to be boy eternal.
Was not my lord the very old wag of the 2?
We were as twinned lambs that did frisk in the sun and bleat the one at the other. What we changed was innocence for innocence. We knew not the doctrine of ill-doing, nor dreamed that any did. Had we pursued that life, and our weak spirits ne'er been higher reared with stronger blood, we should have answered heaven boldly, not guilty. The imposition cleared hereditary ours.
By this we gather you have tripped since.
Oh, my most sacred lady, temptations have since then been born to us. For in those unfledged days was my wife a girl. Your precious self had then not crossed the eyes of my young playfellow.
Grace to boot. If this make no conclusion, lest you say your queen and I are devils. Yet go on. The offenses we have made you do will answer. If you first sinned with us, and that with us you did continue fault, and that you slipped not with any but with us.
Is he one yet?
He is stay, my lord.
At my request he would not. Hermione, my dearest, thou never spokest to better purpose.
Never?
Never but once.
What have I twice said? Well, when was before? I prithee tell me. Crams with praise and makes as fat as pain things. One good deed, dying tongueless, slaughters a thousand waiting upon that. Our praises are our wages. You may rise with one soft kiss 1,000 furlongs, ere with spur we heat an acre. But to the girl, my last good deed was to entreat his stay. What was my first? He has an elder sister, or I mistake you. Oh, would her name were Grace. But once before I spoke to the purpose, when? Nay, let me have thy long.
Why, that was when 3 crabbed months had soured themselves to death, and I could make thee open thy white hand and clap thyself my love. Then didst thou utter, I am yours forever.
'Tis grace indeed. Why, lo you now, I have spoke to the purpose twice. The one forever earned a royal husband, the other for some while a friend.
Too hot, too hot. The mingled friendship far is mingling blood. I have tremor cordis on me. My heart dances, but not for joy, not joy. This entertainment may a free face put on, derive a liberty from heartiness, from bounty, fertile bosom, and will become the agent. To may I grant, but to be paddling palms and pinching fingers as now they are, and making practiced smiles as in a looking glass, and then to sigh as 'twere the mort of the deer. Oh, that is entertainment my bosom likes not, nor my brows. Mamilius, art thou my boy?
Aye, my good lord.
His face. Why, that's my bawcock. What, as much as thy nose? They say it is a copy out of mine. Come, captain, we must be neat. Not neat, but cleanly, captain. And yet the steer, the heifer, and the calf are all called neat. Still virginaling upon his palm. How now, you wanton calf. Art thou my calf?
Yes, if you will, my lord.
Thou wantst a rough passion, the shoots that I have to be full like me. Yet they say we are almost as like as eggs. Women say so that will say anything, but were they false as o'er dyed blacks, as wind, as waters, false as dicer to be wished by one that fixes no bourne twixt his and mine, yet were it true to say this boy were like me. Come, Sir Page, look on me with your welkin eye. Sweet villain, most dearest, my collop, can thy dam, may it be affection, thy intention stabs the center. Thou dost make possible things not so held, communicates with dreams. How can this be? With what's unreal, thou coactive art and fellow'st nothing. Then 'tis very credence thou mayst co-join with something. And thou dost, and that beyond commission, and I find it, and that to the inspection of my brains, and hardening of my brows.
What means, Cecilia?
Something seems unsettled.
How, my lord?
What cheer? How is it with you, best brother?
You look as if you held a brow of much distraction. Are you moved, my lord?
No, in good earnest. How sometimes nature will betray its folly, its tenderness, and make itself a pastime to harder bosoms. Looking on the lines of my boy's face, methoughts I did recoil 23 years, and saw myself unbreached in my green velvet coat, my dagger muzzled, lest it should bite its master, and so prove as ornaments oft do too dangerous. How like, methought, I then was to this colonel, this squash, this gentleman. Mine honest friend, will you take eggs for money?
No, my lord, I'll fight.
You will? Why, happy man be dole. My brother, are you so fond of your young prince as we do seem to be of ours?
If at home, sir, he's all my exercise, my mirth, my matter. Now my sworn friend, and then mine enemy. My parasite, my soldier, statesman all. He makes a July's day short as December, and with his varying childness cures in me thoughts that would thick my blood.
So stands this squire office with me. We two will walk, my lord, and leave you to your graver steps. Hermione, how thou lovest us, show in our brother's welcome. Let what is dear in Sicily be cheap, next to thyself and my young rover. He's a parent to my heart.
If you would seek us, we are yours as a garden. Shall attend you there?
To your own bents dispose you. You'll be found, be you beneath the sky. I am angling now, though you perceive me not, how I give line. Go to, go to. How she holds up the neb, the bill to him, and arms her with the boldness of a wife to her allowing husband. Gone already. Inch thick, knee deep, o'er head and ears, a forked one. Go play, boy. Play. Thy mother plays, and I play too, but so disgraced a part whose issue will hiss me to my grave. Contempt and clamor will be my knell. Go play, boy. Play. There have been, or I am much deceived, cuckolds ere now. And many a man there is even at this present now, while I speak this, holds his wife by the arm, and little thinks she has been sluiced in his absence, and his pond fished by his next neighbor, by Sir Smile, his neighbor. Nay, there's comfort in, whilst other men have gates, and those gates opened as mine against their will. Should all despair that have revolted wives, the tenth of mankind would hang themselves. Physic for it does none. It is a bawdy planet that will strike where 'tis predominant, and 'tis powerful, think it, from east, west, north, and south, be it concluded. No barricado for a belly. Know it. It'll let in and out the enemy with bag and baggage. Many a thousand arms have the disease and feel not. How now, boy?
I am like you, they say.
Why? That's some comfort. What, Camillo there?
Aye, my good lord.
Go play, Mamilius. Thou art an honest man. Camillo, this great sir will yet stay longer.
You had much ado to make his anchor hold. When you cast out, it still came in.
It's noted.
He would not stay as your petitions made his business more material.
Didst perceive it? They're here with me already, whispering, rounding Sicilia is a so forth. 'Tis far gone when I shall gust it last. How came Camillo that he did stay?
At the good queen's entreaty.
At the queen's, be it. Good, should be pertinent. But so it is not. Was this taken by any understanding pate but thine? For thy conceit is soaking, will draw in more than the common blocks. Not noted is't but of the finer natures, by some severals of headpiece extraordinary. Lower messes perchance out of this business purblind, say.
Business, my lord? I think most understand Bohemia stays here longer. Stays here longer.
Aye, but why?
To satisfy your highness and the entreaties of our most gracious mistress.
Satisfy the entreaties of your mistress? Satisfy. Let that suffice. I've trusted thee, Camillo, with all the nearest things to my heart. As well my chamber councils, wherein priests like thou hast cleansed my bosom. I from thee departed, thy penitent reformed. But we have been deceived in thy integrity. Deceived in that which seems so.
Be it forbid, my lord.
To bide upon it. Thou art not honest. Or if thou inclinest that way, thou art a coward, which hocks his honesty behind, restraining from course required, or else thou must be counted a servant grafted in my serious trust, and therein negligent, or else a fool that seest a game played home, the rich stake drawn, and takest it all for jest.
My gracious lord, I may be negligent, foolish, and fearful. In every one of these, no man is free. But that his negligence, his folly, fear, among the infinite doings of the world, sometime puts forth. In your affairs, my lord, if ever I were willful negligent, it was my folly. If industriously I played the fool, it was my negligence, not weighing well the end. If ever fearful to do a thing, were I the issue doubted, whereof the execution did cry out against the non-performance. 'Twas a fear which oft infects the wisest. These, my lord, are such allowed infirmities that honesty is never free of. But beseech your grace, be plainer with me. Let me know my trespass by its own visage. If I then deny it, 'tis none of mine.
Have you not seen Camillo? But that's past doubt. You have. Or your eyeglass is thicker than a cuckold's horn. Or heard, for to a vision so apparent, rumor cannot be mute. Or thought, for cogitation resides not in that man that does not think my wife is slippery.
If thou wilt confess, or else be impudently negative to have nor eyes, nor ears, nor thoughts, then say, my wife's a hobby horse, deserves a name as rank as any flax wench that puts to it before her troth plight. Say it and justify it.
I would not be a scandal I to hear my sovereign mistress clouded so, without my present vengeance taken. Shrew my heart, you never spoke what did become you less than this, which to reiterate was sin as deep as that. No, shrew!
He's whispering nothing. He's leaning cheek to cheek. He's meeting noses, kissing with inside lip, stopping the career of laughter with a sigh, a note insoluble of breaking honesty, horsing foot on foot, skulking in corners, wishing clocks more swift, hours, minutes, noon, midnight, and all eyes blind with the pin and web. But theirs only that would unseen be wicked. Is this nothing? Why, then the world and all that is nothing. The covering sky is nothing. Bohemia, nothing. My wife is nothing, nor nothing have these nothings, if this be nothing.
Good my lord, be cured of this diseased opinion, and betimes, for 'tis most dangerous.
Say it be, 'tis true.
No, no, my lord.
Please, you lie, I say thou liest, Camillo, and I hate thee. Pronounce thee a gross lout, a mindless slave, or else a hovering temporizer that canst with thy eyes at once see good and evil inclining to them both. Were my wife's liver infected as her life, she would not live the running of one glass.
Who does infect?
Why, he that wears her like her medal hanging about his neck. Bohemia! Oh, if I had servants true about me, the bare eyes to see alike mine honors, their profits, their own particular thrifts, they would do that which should undo more doing. I am thou, his cupbearer, whom I from meaner form have benched and reared to worship, who mayst see plainly as heaven sees earth and earth sees heaven, how I am galled. Mightst despise a cup to give mine enemy a lasting wind, which draught to me were cordial.
Sir, my lord, I could do this, and that with no rash potion, but with a lingering dram that should not work maliciously like poison. But I cannot believe this crack to be in my dread mistress, so sovereignly being honorable, to love.
Make that thy question and go rot. Dost think that I am so muddy, so unsettled to appoint myself in this vexation? Sully the purity and whiteness of my sheets, which to preserve is sleep, which being spotted is gold, thorns, nipples, tails of wasps. To scandals the blood of the prince, my son, whom I do think is mine, and love as mine, without right moving to it, would I do this? Could man so blench?
I must believe you, sir. I do. And will fetch off Bohemia for it. Provided that when he's removed, your highness will take again your queen as yours at first, even for your son's sake. And thereby forestalling the injury of tongues in courts and kingdoms known and allied to yours.
Thou dost advise me, even so as I mine own course have set down. I'll give no blemish to her honor, none.
My lord, go then, and with a countenance as clear as friendship wears at feasts, keep with Bohemia and with your queen. I am his cupbearer. If from me he have wholesome beverage, account me not your servant.
This is all. Do it, and thou hast the one half of my heart. Do it not, thou splitst thine own.
I'll do it, my lord.
I will seem friendly, as thou hast advised me.
Oh, miserable lady. But for me, what case stand I in? I must be the poisoner of good Polixenes, and my grand to do't is the obedience to a master, one who in rebellion with himself will have all that are his, so too. To do this deed, promotion follows. If I could find example of thousands that had struck anointed kings and flourished after, I'd not do it. But since nor brass, nor stone, nor parchment bears not one, let villainy itself forswear it. I must forsake the court. To do it or no is certain to me a breakneck. Happy star, then, now. Here comes Bohemia.
This is strange. Methinks my favor here begins to warp, not speak. Good day, Camillo.
Hail, most royal sir.
What is the news in the court?
None rare, my lord.
The king hath on him such a countenance as he had lost some province, and a region loves as he loves himself. Even now I met him with customary compliment, when he, wafting his eyes to the contrary, and falling a lip of much contempt, speeds from me, and so leaves me, to consider what is breeding that changes thus his manners.
I dare not know, my lord.
Oh, dare not, do not. Do you know and dare not? Be intelligent to me. 'Tis thereabouts. For to yourself, what you know, you must and cannot say you dare not. Good Camillo, your changed complexions are to me a mirror, which shows me mine changed too. For I must be a party in this alteration, finding myself thus altered, wist.
There is a sickness which puts some of us in distemper. But I cannot name the disease, and it is caught of you that yet are well.
How? Caught of me? Make me not sighted like the basilisk. I have looked on thousands who have sped the better by my regard, but killed none so. Camillo, as you are certainly a gentleman, thereto clerk-like experienced, which no less adorns our gentry than our parents' noble names, in whose success we are gentle, I beseech you, if you know aught which doth behove my knowledge, thereof to be informed, imprisoned not in ignorant concealment.
I may not answer.
A sickness caught of me, and yet I well? I must be answered. Dost thou hear, Camillo? I conjure thee, by all the parts of man which honor doth acknowledge, whereof the least is not this suit of mine, that thou declare what incidency thou dost guess of harm is creeping toward me, how far off, how near, which way to be prevented, if to be, if not, how best to bear it.
Sir, I will tell you, since I am charged in honor and by him that I think honorable. Therefore mark my counsel, which must be even as swiftly followed as I mean to utter it. All, both yourself and me, cry lost, and so good night.
On, good Camillo.
I am appointed him to murder you.
By whom, Camillo?
By the king.
For what?
He thinks, nay, with all confidence he swears, as he had seen it, or been an instrument of vice, you toot, that you have touched his queen. Forbiddenly.
Oh, my best blood turned to an infected jelly, and my name be yoked with his that did betray the best. Turn then my freshest reputation to a savor that may strike the dullest nostril where I arrive, and my approach be shunned, nay, hated too, worse than the greatest infection that e'er was heard or read.
Swear this thought over by each particular star in heaven and by all their influences. You may as well forbid the sea for to obey the moon, as or by oath remove or counsel shake the fabric of his folly, whose foundation is piled upon his faith, and will continue the standing of his body.
How should this grow?
I know not. But I am sure 'tis safer to avoid what's grown than question how 'tis born. If therefore you dare trust my honesty that lies enclosed in this trunk, which you shall bear along impawned, away tonight. Your followers, I will whisper to the business, and will by twos and threes at several posterns clear them of the city. For myself I'll put my fortunes to your service, which are here by this discovery lost. Be not uncertain, for by the honor of my parents I have uttered truth, which if you seek to prove, I dare not stand by. Nor shall you be safer than one condemned by the king's own mouth there on his execution sworn.
I do believe thee. I saw his heart in his face. Give me thy hand. Be pilot to me, and thy places shall still neighbor mine.
My ships are ready, and my people did expect my hence departure 2 days ago.
This jealousy is for a precious creature. As she's rare, must it be great? And as his person's mighty, must it be violent? And as he does conceive he is dishonored by a man which ever professed to him, why, his revenges must in that be made more bitter. Fear o'ershades me. Good expedition to be my friend, and comfort the gracious queen. Part of his theme, but nothing of his ill-tame suspicion. Come, Camillo. I will respect thee as a father if thou bearest my life off hence. Let us avoid.
It is in mine authority to command the keys of all the posterns. Please, your highness, to take the urgent hour. Come, sir, away.